Boom. Yeah, it takes a while for the connecting the phone after the Zoom. So please kindly wait. The phone is now connected. We are online. I'm not sharing any screen. I'm waiting for somebody to come up either with a Mac or a PC that we can show the steps. Yeah, anywhere. You can log in. Log in into Zoom. Yeah, the Zoom link that is there, right? You have a Mac or a PC? PC. Oh, yes.
You need a PC laptop? Yeah.
No, actually, that's fine. I need somebody who has already installed Baraha.
Okay.
Unless you already have Baraha.
No.
Okay. I think there are online who have Baraha. Let me see if somebody has. I think I know. Swamiji, Namaskar. You have? Baraha. Okay, great. And you know how to use it?
No.
Oh, you don't know how to use it. Okay. Let us see. Okay, can you log into Zoom? So what I will do is, while the PC is being ready, the Zoom link is available in either the website or the other place. Okay, our Srinivas sir is also here. He also has a PC and probably has Baraha installed. Right, what? Okay, wonderful. Okay. No, that's okay. Okay, so what I will do is I will show you the steps for Mac. Parmar has Mac probably. That is why he says Parmar Mac, I assume.
Yes, hi. Yeah.
Hi Parmar, you have a Mac, right? You know how to use the keyboard, right? So we are good. Let me share my screen. There's a lot of things on the screen. I'll take another Mac. Okay, so let me share my screen. I'm sharing my desktop screen. Okay, so if you see something that you're not supposed to see, please ignore. Give me a minute, please. Okay, I'm assuming, are you able to see the screen, everybody?
Yes.
Not here. Online folks are able to see the screen. Okay.
Yeah.
Now let me see how to show the screen to you folks here. One second. Mirror built-in retina. Okay. I think you should be able to see my screen here also. No, what did happen? Something else happened. Oh no, sorry. Let's see. Okay, so this is mirror sidecar. Okay, built-in. Okay, I'm dabbling here. Okay, so let me disconnect the iPad. Now, you're connected? Yeah, you need to connect to the Google internet. Okay, so go to Arsha Vidya guest. You need to switch off your Wi-Fi a couple of times and then switch it on. And then it needs to pop up a screen. It's okay. So I guess everybody's able to see my screen now. Our online friends also should be able to see the screen.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So what we will do is I have created a new page called 000-keyboard. the reason why I say 000 is so that it remains top on this list. When you go into this list,
yeah,
online list, when you go into the list, you will be able to see the glossary, the keyboard, prayers, quotes, shabdaha, sandhihi. Right? So whatever are the key ones, you'll see on the top. That's why I put the 00. Okay. This is the link to Baraha, the help for Baraha. Okay. We will see Baraha a little later after our Srinivas ji joins in. But until that time, let me show you Mac. What are you supposed to do for Mac, everybody? Okay. What you have to do is a few things. Okay. Let me just walk you through. Actually, I've fixed the keyboard. So, Parmar ji, you know, everybody who already have installed the keyboard can do it again. Okay.
I see.
Okay. So, what you do is, can you
mute?
Actually, can you mute? Sorry. I have the volume at full. So, if you're asking a question, of course, you can unmute. Thank you so much. Okay. You're able to see me? Okay. Let me show myself, unless you want me to start video. Okay. This is great. So, now what we are saying is that Om Shri Ganeshaya Namaha Shri Guru Pya Namaha. So, first is the Mac keyboard. What you do is you go to this site, right? Last time I showed you that you go into, let me log out of this. Log out, sign out of Dropbox. So that if I sign out of Dropbox, it will show you the Dropbox folder like it will show here on the screen the folders like it would show you. Okay, so AVG. Sanskrit iPhone 2020, right? This is the tiny URL link. You all know this link. Once you go to this link, okay, so for Mac keyboard, Mac keyboard. Okay. So the instructions for Mac keyboard are very simple. First, what you need to do is you need to install the keyboard. Okay. Then I'll walk you through that. Now, it is very likely that this will not work through right now as it is, right? Because you might have some problems and there are a few steps you might miss. But at least let me enumerate the steps for you. So you need to install the keyboard. To install the keyboard, you need to download the key layout file. Okay. Then copy it in the right location. And then after that, you have to reboot your system immediately. Okay. Then what you do is you configure the keyboard. And third, use the keyboard. Simple steps. Okay. So let us talk about how to install the keyboard. Okay. First, you download. So what you do is after you go to the Dropbox website, which you all know, if you don't know, we have an issue. Okay. We go to this AVG Sanskrit iPhone 2020, the tiny URL link, the main link. You go there and go to this directory called Mac keyboard. In this Mac keyboard, you will find two keyboards, iTrans Nagari key layout, iTrans Nagari 01 key layout. I've just installed this one now. It's called iTrans Nagari 01. 01 means the second version, the previous version, second version. Okay. If the second version doesn't work, you can always use the previous version. There are small fixes for Zikar, Adirga, Zikar, and others that I've made yesterday. Okay. Now you can go into this one and you click here. It will say download. Okay. I'm on the Mac. Are you guys with me? Anyway, all this is also being recorded. So once you download this, you go and click on download and say direct download. Once you direct download the file, this will say download is complete. It takes only a few seconds to download, depending on your internet. Say show in the finder. Okay, you click here and say show in the finder. You should see the file here. Now it is saying 01 and in bracket it's saying 1 because in the same directory I might have another file. Does not matter. We're going to look at this one, right? iTrans Nagari 01. Okay. So I'm going to delete this file. Anyway, you don't have to worry about it. This will not happen for you. I already had a file there. So after the download is done, you should see a file like this. iTrans Nagri 01-01. You can mute there. Yeah, don't mute. At least try to volume. You reduce the volume. Okay, so iTrans Nagri 01, right? And then you take this. You see this file? This is a file. This is going to be the main file that you need. Okay. Having said that, what you do is you create, say, Finder, and in the Finder you say New Finder Window. Keep this Finder window here. This Finder window contains the download, right? So you have downloads and you have downloaded this file. Then in the new, you create a new Finder window and say go to folder. Once you say go to folder, you have to type here /library. Remember tilde. Okay, that's a tilde sign. This is a tilde sign, /library. Okay, now sometimes this may not work. If it doesn't work, then you need to say /library. Okay, I would try /library first, go through the whole process, and if in for some reason doesn't work, then you try /library. Okay, they are very similar, except when you do it slash, it's for everybody, whereas if you do it /library, it's only for you as a user, Mac user. Then you say go. Once you say go, you will be put into this. Finder will show you library and with a bunch of directories here. Okay, in this directories, you will find a directory called keyboard layouts. You see that? Keyboard layouts. Okay, what you do is that, is iTrans Nagri 01, right? Is iTrans Nagri 01 that you have, you put this file here. Okay, after having put that file there, you need to immediately, without doing anything else, reboot your system. Okay, Mac guys, after putting the file here in this directory, you need to reboot the system. Okay, let us go back and update our steps. So our steps were, okay, what did we do? One, download the key layout file. Okay, second, it will be downloaded in the downloads folder. So you have to figure that out. Then you open new Finder window. Okay, and then on the clock, on the top in the Finder window, on the top you have a go to folder. Okay, you click on menu. Go and then go to folder. Okay, so you have to try /library first. Okay, if this does not work, you can try /library. Okay, in that library, this thing, you will find a new folder called keyboard/layouts. Okay, look for a folder called keyboard/layouts, right? Once you do that, copy the iTrans Nagri -01.keylayout file in this folder. Okay, immediately reboot. Do all this later. If you reboot now, you'll get disconnected. Okay, after all that reboot is done, what you do is you click on this here, right? And the spotlight will come up. In the spotlight, after the reboot is done, say keyboard. You will have to go into keyboard app, you cannot be started. Okay. So it is going to ask me to reboot, which I'm not going to do at this point of time. Okay, because I have got so many things happening here. So what you do is you say keyboard, right? Once you say keyboard, it will go into keyboard configuration like this. Okay. And once you go into keyboard configuration like this, what you do is you say add a keyboard. You'll have keyboard, text, shortcuts, input sources. Okay. You go into keyboard like this. Are you guys with me? They are going to this input sources. In the input sources, you add a keyboard. Scroll all the way down to others. And in others, you will see either Easy Trans Nagari or iTrans Phonetic. Okay. Since I deleted that Easy Trans, I'm going to use iTrans Phonetic and add that. Okay. So you'll have the keyboard now added. After keyboard is added, you can go to this input sources and say show input menu in menu bar. If this is not selected, you select this. If this is selected, you will see this menu bar. You see here on the top, this menu bar, you will see this menu bar, which means that the keyboards are available. There you will see multiple keyboards now. Okay. You will see your original, your keyboard, which is your Roman, whatever you have set up earlier, default keyboard. And you will also see your iTrans keyboard, iTrans Phonetic, or you'll see Easy iTrans. One of these you will see. Okay. You can click on this and that way you can switch between the two. Okay. Now, how to use the keyboard? Okay with this, everybody? Okay. What you could also do is one second. Okay, so I'm going to assume that you have all done this and your keyboards are visible, and then you have all your keyboards and everything set up, right? And the fact that after the reboot is done, you have been able to add this new keyboard here. Okay, once you add this keyboard, you can actually go here and either configure a shortcut for this. Go to Open Keyboard Preference. In Keyboard Preferences, you have shortcuts. So you can say shortcut for keyboard input sources. You can switch between which input source you want. Okay. However, I find I like to directly just go and click here. Okay. So now, what you do is that, okay, this is in Roman letters, right? Let me increase the font. This is in Roman letters. Okay. Now, what I can do is I can change the keyboard. You see the keyboard has changed now? It has changed to iTrans Phonetic. Once you change it to iTrans Phonetic, I can type K as ka, KH as ka, G as ga, GH as ga. So now, how do I know what those keys are? Okay. You go to this Baraha. The keyboard that I have is very similar to Baraha. Okay. So go to Baraha link that I have given you here and you look at this. This will give you an idea of what those keys are. It's not exactly identical. Okay. It is somewhat similar to this. Okay. But what you can do, other thing that you could do is this. Okay. Is while you are typing this, you can go here and say show keyboard viewer. If you say show keyboard viewer, hopefully it will show you the keyboard. You can keep this keyboard here while you type. Okay. Now this location is where K is. This location is where R is. Okay. It's a phonetic keyboard. So K will be K. Ha will be KH. Okay. You see, once I type K, the next, if I type this key, which is H key, it will become Kha. Okay. So Kha Kha. G is Ga, right? And then GH is Gha. Ga Gha. Okay. Na is a little involved. Na, you could just type Z as Na. Okay, or type tilde G as na. Are you guys following? Okay, even the Baraha folks, see the keyboards are very similar. Cha is C, CH. Okay, Ja is J, JH and tilde J will give you Nya. Okay. If you don't want to do all that, I also have an alt option. You create an alt option. Okay. Alt B, no, alt N is Nya. Alt N is Nya. You follow? Everybody? Make sense? For Mac?
Yeah. Can you,
you can go back here. Yes. Can I slow down?
Can you show the shortcut key that you use from your keyboard layout, the input source? I can try to map that. My Mac has a different shortcut.
Okay. So shortcut, you go to open keyboard preferences. Okay. And then you go into shortcuts. Right?
Yeah, yeah, I understand. I just wanted to see what is the key combination you have. Yeah.
Okay, it keeps I keep changing that. Okay. This is shift command space.
Okay.
Okay.
Shift command.
You can do that. Yeah. Or sometimes you can do control alt space. Okay.
Thank you.
Whichever you prefer. Okay. So this is how you use the keyboard. Okay. Very simple. Easier said than done, right? You have to try it out. Okay, now if you look at the key values, right? R is A, is R. R is R. E, E, O, O. Okay, Z is just R. And Dirga R is Alt Shift R. Okay, so don't worry about that part. Okay, don't worry about the R. You'll come to R later. Z, right? R. A. A, I, O, Au, Aha. Okay, let me type it. A, E, E, U, U, Z, A, I, O, Au, Aha. Okay. The K is K, K, G, G, N. Ka, kha, ga, gha, na. Cha, cha, ja, ja, nya. Cha, cha, ja, ja, nya. Ta, tha, da, dha, na. Ta, tha, tha, da, dha. Dh, na. Okay. Now, ta, 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 da, dha, na. Ta, ta, da, dha, na. Pa, pa, ba, ba, ma. Pa, pa, ba, ba, ma. Ya, ra, la, va. Ya, ra, la, va. Okay. Sa, sha. Sha, sa, sha, sha. Okay. Sha. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'll show you. I'll tell you. No. That is why I have written this keyboard. I'll tell you about it. Okay. Give me a minute. Okay. Sha. Let me finish this. Sha. K, capital S, H. Okay. Tra. Tra. Shra. Okay. Shra. Shra. Okay. You got it? All the keyboards, all the keys are done. Now, the keyboard that I have here, it allows you to switch between Devanagari. After you see, I don't need to go back and switch here to type in English. I don't go to this keyboard at all. And only in iTrans Phonetic itself, I can go and just type caps lock. Once I type caps lock, it switches to Roman. A to Z. This doesn't work in Baraha, by the way. It is only for Mac that this works. Okay. Mac allows me, I have a software that allows me to create this keyboard. That's why this keyboard is created. Okay. Make sense, everybody?
No.
It's called ukulele.
Very nice.
Okay. Ukulele. Yeah, this is a software. Ukulele. This is a software, the keyboard editing software in Mac. Yeah, it takes almost 3-4 days of continuous work to create the keyboard. It is in what? Okay. So if you want to create a keyboard on Mac, this is possible. I was trying to create a similar one for PC, but it is a lot more effort. One day I will do it. I'm sorry?
Gnaw for
this ukulele? Yeah, ukulele, you can download it. Okay. It is a software that allows you to create a keyboard layout, which you can then import into Mac. Okay. So I've used that software to create the keyboard layout, which you are now importing in Mac. Whoever is doing Mac. Okay. Did I answer your question? Okay. What is your question? Let us now go and look at the PC. Online four friends have some questions. Please ask again. Gnya. So Gnya is, you should know that Gnya is Jakara and tilda Nyakara. Okay. Jakara and tilda Nyakara. So Jnya. That is Gnya. Okay. Baraha also same thing. Ja and tilda Nyakara. The Nyakara will give you the Gnya. Okay. Let us quickly look at Baraha. Okay. So why don't I ask somebody who has Baraha? Are you logged in into Zoom? Okay. So let me give you permission to share your screen. Yeah, one second. Okay. Participants. Okay. So we are going to get our Srinivas ji to share his screen. Okay. I'm going to allow you or make you a host. Is it okay? Can you ask to share screen? Yeah, okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make you host. So now you can actually share your screen. I'm going to stop sharing. Okay. Can you go and share your screen? Okay, if you're not able to share your screen, can you bring your screen here? May I request you to bring it here? I'm tethered using all of this. You are sharing now. This is your screen. No, this is your screen. Okay, please just bring the give me the laptop, sir. It'll be a lot easier. So, friends, what I have is that I have Srinivasji's computer here with me, which has Baraha installed. What I will do is I will use his screen to show you. Hopefully our friends here are able to see it too. Okay. I don't know how to use this without a, okay, this is good. Yeah, you have a mouse. That is fine. Let us see if this works. I'm trying to get these screens. Okay, no problem. So that is okay. So once Baraha is installed, you went to Baraha and you downloaded all the Baraha software, and this Baraha IME will be installed. It's called Baraha IME. Okay. This Baraha IME. Thank you so much. This is a lot easier. Okay. So Baraha IME is what you want. Is everybody okay? Make a note of it. Baraha IME. Let me verify if I'm recording. Yes, this is being recorded. So once you Baraha IME is what you need. So when you install Baraha IME, this is what is Baraha IME. So you start Baraha IME. Once you start Baraha IME, it will come up here. You see this? Let me cancel exit out of here. Okay. So you have Baraha, right? You can follow the steps that I'm going to do. Okay. So you were able to get the temporary license, right? Okay. So let's say you want to get the paid or whatever, you'll get a license. Okay. And then you start Baraha IME. Once you start Baraha IME, This is what pops up. And then you see Baraha AME started. Okay. What I prefer to do is that this Baraha AME, I'm waiting for it to go. Okay, go. So this Baraha AME will come up here. Do you see, guys, everybody? This is what is Baraha AME. What I do is I drag that and bring it and put it here. Okay. I clicked on it, dragged it and put it here so that it is always visible for me. Okay. Let's say now I want to type in Baraha. I'm going to type, this is Microsoft, right? So give me a minute. I need to switch between conceptually between PC and, okay. So do I start a notepad or what? Okay. I don't know. A word is there. Okay. Let's say Word. Okay, we'll start Word. If you're using Word, you can use Arial Unicode font. All that Baraha types, it types in a Unicode font. Okay, so you need a Unicode font. Actually, generally all new computers are all Unicode only now. I don't know, I did not start Word. Okay, so I'm going to start something else. Let us see. What do you have for notes? Notepad. Okay, let us try Notepad. I don't know if the Notepad is going to work. Notepad is not Unicode.
It will not work
there. Huh? No, Notepad is not going to work. Can you say a little louder? I cannot hear you. Okay, double click the word, it will start up. Okay, let us see if this word. Okay, double click word, it starts. Unicode, UNICODE, Unicode. That is a, don't worry about the font. That is not the font. Okay. Let me see if I can get this. The screen is, okay. Thank you. What is happening was that screen, which was had everybody's photograph, was coming up and taking up a lot of on the screen space. Okay. Sorry, I'm a little extra chatty here trying to walk you through what I'm trying to do. Okay. So when Baraha is installed, this is Baraha install, okay, you can actually go to register your computer, okay, here. And when you register your computer, you need to register your computer at least once. It allows you to register one computer for Baraha. And when you register this computer, this says computer is already registered. Otherwise, it will ask you, whenever you purchase the Baraha license, it will give you a key like this, okay. And when you try to register for the first time, the trial version, when you try to register after you get the key, it will ask you for the key and your email address. So give this key, which you will get from the email address from them, and then you can register your computer. Once your computer is registered, you won't get the annoying interruption that you have a trial license and it's expired. Okay. I think it's like $24 or something like that, I believe. Okay. This is not the only solution. There are other solutions also, non-Baraha solutions. But anyway, it is a useful thing. So now what happens is that I have Baraha set up. Okay, let us go to the Namaste. Control A. Let me increase the font size to say 36, just so that we all know. Okay, now Baraha is set up. What you do is you right click on Baraha and say language and say Sanskrit. Okay. You right click on Baraha. This is a new version. I am seeing this for the first time. It says Control 0 or Alt 0. So it is Sanskrit. And English is what? F11. So you can toggle between this as F11. Okay, I will show you what it means. Toggle. When I say Sanskrit, Sanskrit is available. Okay. This is a new version of Baraha. It doesn't work like it used to earlier. But this Baraha would show up SA, Sanskrit there. This version, new version is not showing there. But if I move my mouse cursor there, it says Sanskrit in Unicode. You see that? Sanskrit in Unicode. Okay. So now, how do I type in Baraha? Okay. You don't know how to type in Baraha? You right click on here. Okay. And say help. Baraha IME help. You see this? Baraha IME help. This window will pop up. Adjust this. Say keyboards. Say phonetic keyboard and say phonetic keyboard Devanagari. It will give you the help. Okay, you can take a printout of this. I repeat, you right click on here. Okay, you go to IME help, Baraha IME help. Are you guys able to see the screen? You're not able to see the screen? That is fine. Even with the trial version, you should be able to see the same thing. Okay, I'll walk you through later. But anyway, the recording is also available. Okay, you can go to Baraha IME help. And once you go to Baraha IME help, this screen comes up. Here you can say keyboard, and in keyboard you click phonetic keyboard. Phonetic keyboard plus on this one, and then you say Devanagari, and the help for Devanagari comes up. Okay. Now we are using caps lock in Mac. In Baraha, you can just use F11. Okay. So depending on how your function keys are, some of your keyboards you have to see where F11 is. Okay. If you do F11, it should switch. And then F11, it should switch.
In laptop,
where
is function F11?
In laptop, what? Function F11. Okay. Our friends, I got kicked out of the internet here on the PC. Give me a minute. Where is our Zoom? Can you reconnect?
while you're reconnecting, can I ask you a quick question?
Yes, you can ask me a quick question. One second. How can you look what?
At the special characters which is near in the keyboard, because I'm not able to get it on my Mac.
Mac, it is difficult. Okay, so let me show you how do you do that. Okay, so let me show my screen. Okay. So I'm doing keyboard, show keyboard viewer. This is the keyboard viewer shown.
Sure.
Are you able to see it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I can say re, yeah.
Okay. Tilda. No, it's not showing. Okay.
Right.
It's not showing.
Tilda, I type.
But tilde G is for na. J, right? Tilde J is for nya. Chachajanya.
I see.
Okay. I will see if I can get the printout of those and then put it somewhere in the help. Okay.
Fantastic. Because for me, it just types a tilde. When I try to type a tilde J or something, it just types.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll come. So what you do is you type till. Let's say first ka you're able to type first.
Yeah.
Okay. So ka. Let's say if you're able to type ka. Okay. Ka.
Yeah.
Right. Then ka ga gha. No, then type tilde G.
Tilde G. Yeah.
Yes.
It comes with a different thing. So maybe it's my old.
Okay. Key. So you when you are here physically, you show me. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I can maybe delete the prior version of the L-Trans. Maybe that's why it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Try the new version. Okay.
Thank you.
It worked. Yeah. See, generally it works. You're typing Devanagari. Good. And you have the help pages on how to type also. Okay, so figure that out. Okay, are you able to connect to Zoom?
Baraha.
Anybody has any other questions? Baraha IME, yes.
Baraha IME and Baraha Direct is same or different?
You use Baraha IME. Why worry about other software? You go into their this thing to figure out what the other softwares do.
I have Baraha Direct, and I am using it.
Oh, Baraha Direct is an old version. Baraha Direct is an old version. It is working for you, right?
Yes.
If things are working, we need not touch it.
Yes.
Oh, good.
I can do it.
If you download the latest, Yeah, if you download the latest one software, you will get Baraha. I mean, Baraha Direct was up till version 8 or something. After version 10, they made it Baraha IME. Are you able to?
I think the problem is because it's typing. That's the problem.
That's
why you have to
do an F11,
function F11. Yeah, I just tried to change
it. Is it connected to the...
It's connected to the...
Okay. Join without. I'm going to go to Baraha one more time. Okay. You want to join to continue without audio? Join, continue without audio. Okay. And then share screen. Host disabled. Okay. Let me see if I can. Too many modes. One second. What is your ID? Shinivasi, yeah, this one. More, make host. Okay, change host. Share my screen. Are you able to see the screen now? Shinivasi screen? Okay, so we're back into Zoom. Okay, so when we did switch, right? It switches. Switch. Okay, so function F11, it will switch back. Okay, now how do you type? Very simple, right? You go here, Baraha help, and these are the keys. Okay, the keyboard I have provided you also, the keys are very similar, not all exactly similar, but very similar. This is the keys for the phonetic keyboard. Okay, any questions, anybody? Shall we start with the class? Okay. Namo Namaha. I'm going to stop this. Thank you. And what I will do is, let us reset again. Okay, I'm going to stop the recording and then start the